It's finally happened. Queensway's store-wide clearance must end. It's the last great week. Everything is tagged at Queensway prices. Every suite, bed and room fitment, every table and chair, big-name kitchens too. Low, low prices for one last great week. Free parking, fast delivery, even free fitting for every room with Acrylan carpets. It's the last great week. You know what to do. Queensway, Acton, Edmonton, New Malden, Orpington, Rumford and Thornton Heath, Croydon.
In our world, we talk about more than money.
Now there are over 3,000 jobs at every Brook Street branch, which means more choice for you. And the more choice, the more chance of finding a perfect job. Call that caring.
Don't be a nimno. Listen to the news.
Independent Radio News at 2, Dickie Arbiter. Dozens of police have surrounded a house in the Northamptonshire village of Earlsbarton after an armed soldier turned up there after disappearing from his Londonderry base yesterday. The area around the house has been sealed off and police, including at least one marksman, have taken up positions behind trees and bushes. Soldier had a pistol and 18 rounds of ammunition when he left his base in Northern Ireland yesterday. The 18-year-old American wonder jockey Steve Coulthan has won his first race in this country. Coulthan, who's won over £5 million in the United States, took the opening race at Salisbury on the Barry Hills train Marquee Universal. The horse started at 9-4 favourite. There are reports that Libyan troops airlifted to Uganda to defend President Amin have now pulled out of the country. Diplomatic sources in East Africa say that 2,000 Libyan troops have flown out from an airbase 20 miles south of the Ugandan capital Kampala. There are now said to be only a few loyal Ugandan troops left defending Kampala from the invading Tanzanian-backed forces. The invaders are not reported to have reached the capital yet, although gunfire can be heard from the city centre. Meanwhile, a woman in Scotland says she's been told in a telephone conversation that President Amin has arrived in neighbouring Zaire. The woman, Mrs. Cecilia Irvin, who's worked for a church organisation in Zaire, was speaking by telephone to a colleague in the Zaire capital of Kinshasa. Mrs. Irvin says at the end of the conversation she believes her friend said Amin had arrived.
The line was very bad indeed and faint, and the conversation was in French, which means that plus or minus one may get it right. What I thought I heard was, Il est Amin est arrivé ici. Tout est terminé.
In other words, Idi Amin was here and that it was all over for Uganda.
Yeah, all over for Amin.
And our East African correspondent says Zaire is one country Amin could go for safety because of his long-standing friendship with President Mobutu. South African police minister says his forces have arrested 30 African guerrillas, and he says at least 600 more are ready to infiltrate the country. Minister James Kruger says the guerrillas intend to foment strikes and urban terrorism, and he claims they're members of the banned African National Congress and are based in Angola. His claims about the guerrilla threat came only 24 hours after the exclusion of African nationalist Solomon Mahlangu, despite demonstrations and pleas for mercy from world leaders. And in a new development in South Africa's Muldergate scandal, it's reported that the government tried to buy into some of America's biggest news organizations. From Johannesburg, Jeff Sims.
The report in the Rand Daily Mail says about £1 million was given to the conservative American publisher, Mr. John McGough, as part of the money he used to buy a 50% share in UPITN in 1975. 10 times that amount was originally given to Mr. McGough in an attempt to buy the Washington Star newspaper. The report says that when that bid failed, Mr. McGough bought a Californian newspaper, the Sacramento Union, and a share in UPITN, partly with South African taxpayers' money through the former Information Department Secretary, Dr. Eshel Rudy. The grand plan was to build an international propaganda network favorable to the South African government. Jeff Sims, IRN, Johannesburg.
It's 2:03,
I think. Yes, it is. Hello, me again.
The morning will be dry with sunny periods, but there will be scattered showers and sunny intervals during the afternoon. The showers, which will be heavy in places, will die out during the evening, with clear periods developing. It will still be rather cold, with the maximum temperature this afternoon reaching 10 degrees centigrade. The outlook until dawn on Monday, sunny or clear periods and scattered showers, continuing rather cold.
Thank you, official GPO woman. And now, as Michael Aspel would say, here's a tune to make you go all...